Indianola girls soccer captains who are?
Remy Sievertson.
Mia Lurseth.
Anna Brandt.
Well, let's talk a little bit about coming into this season, second year under Coach Ebling. Talk a little bit about expectations from year one compared to now, now that you know the system a little bit more.
She definitely wants us really well conditioned and focused during practice, but she also likes to have a little bit of fun too, which I think is good for the team.
I think she's worked really good on like getting the team like as a whole instead of individual players, and I think the drills she's picked has really affected that.
I think we've gotten to say our opinion a little bit and helping out with practices and schedules for our team, and that's been really helpful. Thanks to you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about coming into this season team-wise. What were your expectations? A lot of returners this year for the squad. Is that how you felt, with some higher expectations this year?
Yeah, it was nice to know what our coach was like, and knowing that we have two strong seniors on the team, but we also have a lot of new freshmen that bring a lot to the team.
I agree with what Remy said. It was nice that we like knew our teammates and where they normally played, and so we could just add a few people to our squad this year.
Yeah, we have girls coming in from a lot of different clubs, so having a lot of girls with experience to kind of guide them and help them to have the like work with the expectations that we need in high school soccer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think soccer is a little unique in that where everyone kind of plays on different clubs and not necessarily with the teammates at the high school level. How was that transition period from playing kind of a different style with different teammates to high school varsity?
Club is only 3 times a week for most people, so transitioning to high school soccer definitely takes a toll on your body, and it's a lot longer hours. So, and you're playing against girls that are older than you if you're at the younger age, so it can be a little bit more difficult.
I think it's also nice that you know a few people, like as an incoming freshman, you'll know a few like people that will be playing with you on varsity or JV or whatever you level you play for, but it's also nice to play against like some of your teammates, so you get to see them on the off season as well.
I think it's really fun to play with freshmen and sophomores that are, and people that are younger and older than you for the season of high school. And like Mia said, it's really fun to play against people that you have played with for club seasons and see other schools and coaches and all that fun stuff.
Well, what were your expectations individually? Is there a goal you wanted to accomplish, and then team goals? Did you think about that coming in, or is it just kind of, we'll see how it goes?
Yeah, we had a meeting at the beginning of the year kind of talking about what we want out of this season, what we liked about last season, and what we can improve on. And personally, I just want to come out here and have fun and play the best I can.
Personally, I wanted to get better at my touch, and so I talked with Erin about that, and so she's put some drills in that definitely benefit that. And our team goal is to be over 500 this year, and so far we're 2-1, so we are on track for that goal, which is good.
My personal goal is to get better at shooting, and I know as a team last year we kind of struggled in the last 10 minutes of every single game, so we've definitely done a lot more conditioning and running drills, which have been tough but beneficial.